29 January today, 2000. I think we had left last time at a very important point. Perhaps it was necessary to give a lot of time because it was a very difficult portion of the Bhagavad Gita that we were dealing with last time. We shall just revise a little before we proceed further. In the first place, we had said that the first six chapters of the Bhagavad Gita give us a synthesis of action and knowledge, karma yoga and jnana yoga. The chapters 7 to 12 give us a synthesis of knowledge and devotion, along with the synthesis which was achieved already in the first six chapters. So that by the time we come to chapter number 12, we have a complete synthesis of action, knowledge and devotion. The seventh chapter gives us a promise that it will give us knowledge and detailed knowledge. Jnana vijnana sahitam, the knowledge along with detailed knowledge, so that nothing remains afterwards to be known. Everything that is to be known will be known. That is the promise in the seventh chapter. And in every chapter thereafter, we are getting into detailed knowledge. And chapter number 9, in which we are now at present located, is in a sense the central chapter of the Gita. It may be regarded as a chapter of the synthesis par excellence. It is one of the most difficult chapters. Although many of the verses of this chapter are very easy to follow, in the seventh chapter, we are told that the divine has two natures, two prakritis, the apara prakriti and para prakriti. In the eighth chapter, we have difficult concepts defined. What is Brahma? What is karma? What is adhidevatam? What is adhibhutam? And what is adhiyajya? Five difficult concepts which are being first of all raised in the end of the seventh chapter are answered in the 8th chapter, very briefly. And we had dealt with this concept at length. Now in the 9th chapter, Shri Krishna repeats again and says that he is now going to give us the secretmost knowledge. Secret of secrets. And this chapter, at the very beginning, in the paragraph, in the verse number 4 and 5, if you open verse number 4, the statement which is made is maya tatam idam sarvam jagat avyakta murtina matsthani sarabhutani nachaham teshu avasthitaha. We had already started with this statement, and also we had completed the statement by reading the fifth verse. Bhuta bhinna nacha bhutasthaha mamatma bhuta bhavanaha. These two verses are perhaps the most difficult verses of the whole of the Gita. And therefore we had stayed on with these two verses for quite some time. And we shall revise what we had said last time with some additional statements which are relevant. We must remember the crisis through which Arjuna was passing. We recall the arguments that Arjuna had made at the time of the starting of the war, having seen all the warriors around, and having seen particularly his brethren and the grandsires and the teachers arrayed against him, he puts down his Gandiva and says, I will not fight. And the arguments that he had given which seemed to be formidable, and when one reads those arguments one feels very sympathetic to Arjuna's standpoint, are laughed at by Sri Krishna. And Sri Krishna says that you speak the words of the wise, but the wise do not worry about the things that you are worried about. And then when he is asked by Arjuna to help him, then Sri Krishna begins the whole statement by stating the reality of that which is immortal. Arjuna's argument was based upon mortality. And Sri Krishna says that the one thing that is missing in your whole argument is reference to the immortality. And you must begin your argument actually with the first statement, which is immortal. As long as the immortal is not a part of the thought, your conclusion will be invalid. So in the very first statement that Sri Krishna makes is regarding that which is eternal, that which can never perish, and that which is the most important, and in reference to what all our life should be directed. Now it is that immortal which is expounded in fullness in these two verses. That immortal has been expounded to some extent in the previous chapters, but in these two verses we get the fullest exposition of that immortal, that reality which is eternal, the reality which is infinite, that which gives you the full basis, the full content, the full direction of our existence.